This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Happy Times podcast. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are enjoying your December and everything's going all right. Mine has been pretty all right as of late. There's been lots of family stuff, lots of Frankie stuff, lots of Christmas stuff. The Christmas tree is up. My roommate didn't let me put up the tree until November 30th at 12. And what did I do? I put it up at November 30th at 12. And that's just, I don't know. I was just pain in the ass. I wanted a tree up and I'm still working on all my Christmas stuff. I don't have all the Christmas stuff. I'm 23 years old. I don't have a house full of Christmas gear. Everyone who lives with their parents is like, oh, you don't have this, you don't have that. And listen. I don't care that much, okay? It's cool and all, but I'm just not there. If you guys haven't been watching, I've been posting my Vlogmas on YouTube on my second channel called More Joey. I've been posting that every single day. It's been tough, but it's been good. It's been fun. I enjoy doing it, and I haven't done it for a very long time. So, yeah, but I want to get into today's podcast because we're going to have a little special segment at the end of this. But we're going to be talking about being single for the holidays. This is something that, I don't know, I've never really had to deal with. I've always been kind of single during the holidays. And the one time I did have a girlfriend, they were long distance. So I was still fucking single for the holidays. So it's never really impacted my life is in a negative way. But you know, you go to your Christmas events, right? You're there, you're at them, and your freaking Uncle Earl pops over and it's like, hey Joey, you got a hot date coming? Are they just coming late? Are they arriving late? Is that who they are as a person? Are they always late? I don't think that's a great quality in a person, but I get it. Oh, maybe you don't even have one, huh? Oh, are you playing for the other team? What's going on now? Whoa, this is a totally different switch up, but I'm for it. Or are you just lonely as fuck? And it's just, you know, everybody has like those uncles, those grandmas and everything, and they just don't have a filter. And they just come to you and they are just kind of yelling at you. And it's like, they don't understand that maybe that's not your number one top priority in life. But I think the whole idea with why people are scared to be single for the holidays is just being alone for the holidays. It's not necessarily about those awkward family situations. It's more about just genuinely feeling alone. And I want you to know that, listen, there's a bunch of people who clicked on this podcast. There's thousands of people listening to this and are just in the same boat as you. And so you're not alone. You're just dealing with your own things. And that's okay. You don't have to have... So listen, let me tell you a very important fact on a nice little point, a pro of being single. Girlfriends and boyfriends are expensive. Now imagine adding $100 or more to your list of things to buy for Christmas. Not just your family, but the whole different person that's not your family at all. That's tough, yo. That is not easy, okay? It's tough and it's hard. But if you find somebody who you do love, don't feel bad for not being single on the holidays. Like, I'm not trying to say that at all. I don't think anyone's trying to say that. Like, good for you if you have somebody who you love. But don't feel like you need somebody on the holidays. I feel like this whole, like, cuffing season, people feel like they need to have someone. And you don't. As long as you surround yourself with, you know, your friends and your family, you're going to be all right. Because that's what it's about, right? It's about giving. It's about being there for your friends and your family. It doesn't mean that you need to go out and date somebody. Because I find when it comes to this, like, season of cuffing or whatever the hell. Actually, I want Urban Dictionary cuffing really quick. Urban Dictionary. It's like my favorite site. Why am I hiccuping? Okay, cuffing. Boom. Cuffing. When it is winter and you are single and ready to mingle. Damn, I'm single and it's almost December. Must be cuffing season. I want to search up cuff. Cuff is a slang term for being tied down into a relationship, telling the whole world that he... What? I feel like that's not right. When you cuff someone, it means that you will make the person your girlfriend, boyfriend, and not let anyone else date them. Oh, that's like... That is like full-on cuff. Hold on. My Roomba just randomly started. Let me send that bad boy home. I've gotten a Roomba because of Frankie. And so it's... He sheds a lot right now. He sheds a shit ton. It's insane. Send home. It's a pretty nice thing to have, though. I can't complain. Anyways, back to where we are. Cuffing. Okay. So, I think cuff means, like, handcuffs. But cuffing, like cuffing season, is a different type of thing. It's somebody that... To give someone a slap around the head. What? To hide something, normally drugs... In the female vagina. What is happening? Okay, we're getting off Urban Dictionary. This cuffing season is just like... Can you hear that? It sounds like a rocket ship is taking off. It sounds like Elon Musk is in my living room right now. Please get out, SpaceX. So, cuffing is just this thing that we've kind of created that is like you can't be alone for Christmas and you can't be alone during the winter or the holidays and everything like that. And I... It doesn't matter. Nobody really cares that much. Like, yeah, it's lonely, but you could just go play a nice little 5-on-1 and then you're going to be back to normal, you know? Don't give a temporary... What am I trying to say? Don't hurt people, okay? I find we're just, like, doing it to do it. And I don't think that's why you should date anybody. I think unless you lay out the ground rules, it's like, hey, listen... I don't want anything out of this. I literally just want to cuddle somebody in the winter. Then that's fine. You know, that's fine. But if your main goal is to go and just like cuff somebody and not tell them the reason why you're doing that, then I think you're a complete asshole. I do. I think you're awful. And so then be single for the holidays. Who cares? You know, I don't know. Go for a walk with your cousins. Sorry. I've been seeing that meme everywhere and it's kind of funny. But just, you know, relax a little bit. You're not alone in this situation of, you know, being single. And it's another thing to talk about at the dinner table. So my advice to you is, like, at this dinner table where it's, like, oh, so awkward, and your uncle and your aunt and everybody's asking you about if you find somebody to love, and you say, oh, I'm just paying attention in school, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you hit them with, oh, you've been dating the same person for 30 years. But... You've been dating the same person for 30 years. Is your love that dry that you need to go through mine? And it's just like, I don't know, make a joke out of it. I find that when we're in these situations, especially nowadays, we've gone to that crutch of, oh, feel bad for me. When it's just normal conversation. They're not coming out to kill you. They're not coming out to attack you. They're not coming out to embarrass you. They're literally just making conversation with you because they want to get to know who you are nowadays. You know, when we were younger, we would not be able to talk. They would know exactly what's going on in our lives. But now we have our own lives. We're doing these crazy things. You're 16, 18, 19, 20, 23, 40, whatever age you are listening to this podcast, you're doing your own things in life. So shame on them for wanting to know more about you. Honestly, if you are so big-headed and so obnoxious to the point where you can't answer a question about being single, or if you're dating somebody at a kitchen table, like, yeah, it is embarrassing. I get red when I answer it, even if I am dating somebody, you know, and that's okay. It's okay to be nervous. It's fine. But listen, they're allowed to ask. Don't think that don't lay down the rule that they can't do it because you're going to have a little panic attack. Because that's life. People are going to ask you questions. And if it's your family asking you if you're dating somebody, oh, if that's the worst thing that happened to you at Christmas, I can guarantee you there's a lot worse happening out in the world. So, if you're single for Christmas, good. If you're dating somebody for Christmas, good. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. If you're with the people that you are loving and the people that love you, then I think that's what Christmas is really about. I'm not here to try to get cheesy, okay? I'm here to try to save you, a couple $100 on Christmas gifts. You don't have to be dating somebody for Christmas. You don't have to be dating somebody for the rest of your life. You don't have to do anything, you know? But instead of worrying about being, you know, dating somebody, why not just worry about your friends that you have right now? Worry about the people who are in your life right now. Because that should be your top priority, and yourself. You know, we're in the season of depression. I think you should, you know, stop trying to solve your problem with somebody else and start trying to solve it by yourself. I think that's 10 times more beneficial. Anyways, now it's time for a new segment. Where do you guys call in? You know, I've wanted to be doing this for a while, and I've done it a couple times. But every single week, I'm going to get one of you guys call in. You guys are going to have your own question, your own blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to give you some advice that I feel like is good. And we're just going to have a real conversation. I think this is a great thing to do. And if you want to be featured on the next week podcast, all you have to do is go follow me on Instagram, @JoeyKidney. DM me your Skype username and what you want to talk about. You got to be following me, and that's basically it. And then we can pop on this podcast and we can talk. So let's call our next person. Okay, this is kind of funny. I just called her and I got hung up on. Her name is Laura. She's very sweet. She's very sweet. She was very nice about it. But she was like, hey, can I call you back? And I was like, oh, okay. Little. And we'll be right back. Okay. Hello. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You're just good? You're on the Happy Times podcast and you're just good? What's going on?
I've got some problems with a friend of mine. I'm not going to say her name because I just don't want to do that. That's fair. But we're not in a happy place right now, if you could call it that.
Now, wait, why? Keep going. What's the situation we're dealing with right now?
Okay, so we became friends like a year ago. I'm just going to explain the situation. A year ago, we became friends, and then everything was all right, really good friends. And then at some point, she started kind of like copying me, copying everything I was liking and everything I was doing. And then after that, she also started hating on me and basically trying to rub in negative things. Basically, whenever something was going bad, she was trying to rub it in, and I didn't really know why. And eventually, I tried to say that to her in a really nice way, but she just exploded. That's what happened.
And this was recent?
Yes, like today.
And you're 22?
Yes.
And how old is she?
She's 22 as well, and she goes to the same uni as me, and she studies the same thing, so I see her every day, basically.
So, I mean, listen, I'm obviously new to the situation like everybody else. Do you think she's jealous of you?
Well, I don't like to say that because it kind of sounds like I'm really good at, like, whatever I do or anything like
that.
Because
why
else would you be jealous? But
you probably are really good at something.
I don't know. Maybe in her eyes, I guess. But,
what have you tried to say to her?
She basically just asked, is something wrong? And I answered that I didn't really like what was going on, and that something that she did, I thought, wasn't very friendly. I said it in that way, and then she just exploded on me. So.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I've had situations like this as well, and I think the toughest thing is like kind of how to approach it, because you know something's like bothering them, right? So it's kind of like they're this ticking time bomb. And so going into that situation of how do you approach it, I find you almost have to go in with them being kind of right. You have to go in with yourself being sorry. So
instead of going in and, you know, I'm not saying you did anything wrong here. This is just, you know, a different situation. But instead of going in and saying, hey, this bothers me, be almost apologetic towards the situation. And it's just, it allows them to know that it's a safe space. And they're able to open up just because you just did. So instead of like going in, hey, this bothered me, you could be like, hey, I'm sorry for anything that I may have done, but I noticed that something's like been bothering you and it's kind of like coming back towards me. And I just want to, I'm sorry for anything that, you know, may have popped up, but if we talk about it so we can go back to normal, that'd be amazing. So like right there, it just, the way, I mean, not, I'm not saying say it word for word, but the way that I, you know, provided that was that it was open. Yeah. It's an open floor rather than, hey, you did something wrong.
Yeah, I get it. I kind of always try to just not say anything and just let everything happen. And then I'm just like, everything will go back to normal eventually. But then they kind of notice that something's wrong with like between us. And then this happened. So
yeah, no, I get that too, because I'm the type of person who, okay, well, it doesn't, so some things don't really bug me. And so if something happens, I just say, okay, I have more things to worry about. And I move on from the situation. I don't even address it. And so then I come back to it and, you know, it's really bothered them. And for some people, it really brews and it sits with them for a long time and they're waiting and they're waiting and waiting and it really bothers them. So for some people, it's more beneficial to talk about it. And for some people, for others, it's not. So everyone's different in that situation. But I mean, if you just open up the floor, like it's a little bit more comfortable, because I've been in situations where, you know, especially if you're dealing with a guy, they're a little bit more hot-headed and you're like, hey, you messed up. They're like, dude, you messed up. You suck. And then they just start coming at you. And just because you trigger like a defense mechanism. And I mean, like I said, I'm not a doctor, but that's usually how it works. Because I mean, what I relate people to dogs now a lot because of my little puppy. And what I've noticed with my dog is that if I am constantly saying no to him, if I'm constantly telling him no, he's being bad, he's not going to know when to be good. And so if I'm talking to him and I reward him for that one good thing he did instead of those 10 bad things he's done, and then I'll start correcting him. So if you give somebody like the, you know, the pep in their step and the jump in their step to be like, hey, you're doing all right, but maybe we could work on this. You know, it it allows people to feel safe and feel comfortable to then open up to you even more.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you have a dog in your life, just relate to that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, if the best advice I have is related to dogs, I don't know how well this segment is going to do on the podcast, but who knows, right?
Well, who doesn't like dogs? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But I mean,
it's going to be a good podcast anyway, if it's about dogs, so I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think anybody would click on that, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope that helped. And if you have any other questions, feel free. The floor is yours.
Well, I was wondering, actually, I don't really have an issue, and I'm not really sure if I'm allowed to ask you this, but what do you think it means for people if you make videos about these kind of topics? Like, I can imagine that some people judge you because they're maybe going to be like, oh, come on, don't be like that. I don't know. But what effect do you think it has on the people that are watching your videos? And I'm not judging you at all because I love your videos. I watch them. I have your book. I mean, but what do you think, what effect that has on your viewers?
Like when I give advice?
Yeah.
I think, okay, when the way that I give advice, it's usually on topics that have already been talked about. And it's on things that people are thinking about in their everyday thing. And so the way I come up with my topics is through DMs, is through situations like in my life where people are coming to me with situations that they're dealing with. And they're telling me the advice that they've been given. And so when I find when it's a reoccurring problem and people are really upset that they're not listening or whatever, or they're not finding the right answer or whatever, it's because they're being given the same solution to the same problem. and that's just repetitive. And so to sit down and for me to record something that's a little bit different, that's a little bit less repetitive, that is a little bit more strict and a little bit more tough love, I think it's just like advice more that people already know. So I think it's contacting like their more their inner self than me being like, oh, I'm this great human being and I know everything. It's me just being like, hey, you already know this. Shut up, stop complaining and start listening to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I think my stuff does for people. And so that's why I think like people take what they need and they go and they apply it to their own lives. And then so they don't need to tune into every video every week, you know? They come when they need it.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
see. I hope that made sense.
Yeah, yeah, it did. It was a very long answer, but yes, it did. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm known for my long answers. I apologize for that. At my shows, it's just like I talk forever.
Yeah, I usually have the same thing, but I'm a tiny bit nervous and it's quite late where I live. So that's why I might be not as detailed as I usually would have been. I'm from the Netherlands.
Oh, that's awesome. I've been doing some research and on where I should travel next to do like a show and stuff. And we were thinking the Netherlands. I don't necessarily know where, probably like Amsterdam, but.
Yeah, it would be the most common, I think, city to do that. Yeah. Or Rotterdam.
I know like nobody lives there, but everyone lives on like the outskirts, right?
I think so. But I think that if you have fans, which I'm sure you do in the Netherlands, that they'll definitely come to Amsterdam to see you. So I don't think that'd be an issue.
Okay, good to know. Well, I think I'll do Europe and I'll do like Netherlands and everything like that in probably April or June-ish or something around there. So I hope to see you there.
Yeah, definitely. That's really exciting for you as well.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much for making the time as well. Thank you.
I hope my dog advice helped in the tiniest bit.
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling. Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was our first little segment. And now obviously these ones are going to get better. And I hope that was advice that you could maybe apply to your own life. This was a real and live conversation. And sometimes, you know, we don't always know what to say and everything. But I hope you enjoyed that. And if you did, make sure you let me know. And if you want to be featured on the next podcast, or if you want to talk to me or anything like that, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney and then DM me and you can be featured on today's podcast. Okay.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.